You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. We should really call this the roasting of Feinstein, but you can call it what you want. Welcome to the show. My name is Paul.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a good time.
Paul's fired up, folks.
I'm fired up.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode 594. Just another average episode that's going to get crazy.
I think this would be a great, you know, we're working on a video with Uncle Rob to do a Charkey video.
That is not me.
Uncle Rob is the guy who blows stuff up.
Maybe you guys know who Uncle Rob is. I didn't until Paul.
I think we need an Uncle Rob video right now. How to create drone build to make a safer area. First, get an old geriatric lady. Then, have her write something. Then, take her pen away. Then, put the paper in a bucket of gasoline and light it on fire with a sparkler attached to a drone.
Let's do it. Why not? Sounds good.
Because it breaks like a couple federal laws, but that's why we're not going to do that.
Well, we don't have to do it in the U.S.
Ooh, good point, Rob. Good point indeed. Right. Anyway, okay, today we have a very special episode.
Do you think everybody's aware of what's going on? I hope so.
Let me give them the news line. Ready?
Oh, boy.
Welcome, everyone. It's Wednesday morning. Senator Feinstein has proposed a bill that would kill drone legislation. I mean, it would actually kill drone legislation. She wants to take the power away from the Federal Aviation Administration and give it over to local and state governments. This would cause so much confusion. It would actually do the opposite of her intentions. Back to you, Bob.
Something just occurred to me. This is all a ploy to get everybody to be on FAA's side.
You think so?
Because just the way that you described that, it made me think, wait a minute, we're being had here. This isn't a real bill. The FAA is behind this to get everybody worked up to be on their side.
I don't know if
okay, I'm kidding. I don't know. Seriously.
Okay. Right? Plausible? Totally. Totally plausible. Most bills haven't gone through. In fact, almost all of them haven't gone through. So the likelihood of this actually going through is very low, but especially if you reach out to your senators, and we'll have links in the description for that. If you can't find those links and you go to my website, takenflight.com, it's T-A-I-T-K-E-N flight.com. I've got my own little kind of personal blog there, and I wrote a little thing that has all of the resources in here. If you want to reach out to people, there is a template in here that you can, if you want to write to your senator or congressman, there's a template you can use, explanations on privacy, but we should probably discuss why this bill sucks so much.
Well, I just want to say, we shouldn't say if you reach out. We should say when you reach out, right? Because everybody needs, even though you say these bills typically don't pass, we don't want to take that for granted, and people need to be taking the time to reach out. If you care about flying your drone for commercial purposes.
So, Rob?
Yes, ma'am. Sir?
That 20 push-ups.
Friend?
Right now.
Okay, after
right
the
now.
Show.
Okay.
I need them anyways.
Okay. Well, so do I. And grab a pen or your phone. Go in your calendar and make some time to write your senator right now. Go do it. Go do it. Anyway, you know, it could be a ploy, Rob. You make a really good point, you know. But Senator's bill, let's talk about Senator Feinstein's bill. Now, I just want to say a couple things. In the past, I have said very positive things about Senator Feinstein, because back in 2015, she said to the FAA, you don't have authority over drones, because they hadn't really created their own categorization of aircraft for drones yet. They haven't created the new law. Mm. So I love the fact that Feinstein was telling the FAA, like, you guys need to write rules. You don't have authority over this yet. But that was before 14 CFR 107. That was before we had the 107 law.
That was all just a setup for this, is what it seems like to
me. It sure does. But what I find even more interesting, Rob, is that this proposed bill came almost immediately after John Taylor won his case against registration.
Mm.
So I think, you know, okay, let's take the classic like Democrat strategy in all things political. We're going to make one person look like the extreme left liberal guy, and then we're going to make everyone else seem okay with the current status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. There, I said it. Okay. Now.
Oh, boy.
If.
Please
this,
don't send any emails to support at thedroneu.com.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, the Republicans do this too. Okay.
Thank
so
you.
So it's they not do. A one side
this is
or
very
other
true.
Side.
This
so
is very true.
Anyway, I'm a libertarian. Anyway, I'm going to throw that out there.
I'm
so,
an American. American. Go ahead.
I'm pro-human. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what I am. Anyway, now that we're getting off topic, if Bernie Sanders is this bill, then the status quo is what we have today. So maybe exactly what you're saying, that she is absolutely trying to make us say, hey, what we have is actually pretty good. If this were to happen, you know, blah, 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 we should comply with the FAA. Maybe it is a ruse to comply with the FAA. But this bill does so much, gentlemen and ladies. And there are things that you should know about this proposed bill. There are a lot of issues here. So all in all, what is this bill trying to do? Four things. Number one, take airspace authority away from the FAA. Number two, give airspace authority up to 200 feet to local governments. Number three, provide privacy protection. And number four, create a new protocol to vet new pilots.
I didn't see that part.
So, a couple things here. To take away the authority of the FAA from 200 feet and below would totally negate all of their other operations. So that's why I think right off the bat, this isn't going anywhere. While everyone was freaking out over Memorial Day weekend, I just read the bill and I was like, I really don't think this is going to happen. Like the FAA won't even let this happen.
It's interesting because at the end of the bill, I noticed this, that to, I think, cover that perspective, she added that this act shall not in any way be construed to diminish or expand the preemptive effect of the authority of the FAA.
Which
seems like lip service to me.
It is lip service because if you actually read earlier in the bill, in fact, it's funny that you said that because, you know, while they don't want to limit preemption to only those things that affect safety or commerce, they also say no more federal preemption under 200 feet. So, and I'm literally reading like the sentence that you just stated, and then earlier in there we have, but no more federal preemption under 200 AGL. So we have a direct
contradiction.
Yes.
Yeah. Clearly, like I said, it's lip service.
Yeah. This is Washington in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Basket case.
Because it says, interestingly, it says that up above, right? That they're giving the authority to the states, the local governments, essentially, mm-hmm. to do that below 200 feet. Or up to 200 feet is probably the better way to say it. But then it says, nothing in this act shall be construed to diminish the authority of the FAA. But that's exactly what it did. Am I misunderstanding that?
No. I am trying to understand how such uneducated people are in government.
Well, yeah, and again, I'm perfectly open to the idea that maybe I'm not, you know, smart enough to figure out what she's trying to do here and what she's trying to say. Being a country bumpkin from New Mexico, I don't know.
I'm just astounded because this has got to be a political move in some way or another, either to get people to comply with the FAA or to say, hey, you've got it good right now. It could be a lot worse. Get your crap in order. Get your poop in a group, as Vic would say, which is funny because you actually have your poop in a group all the time if you're going to the bathroom. Let's not go down that hole. Anyway, I feel like that is more entertaining what I just said than anything in this whole bill. Senator Feinstein, whether you were trying to create a political move or whatever you're trying to do, I am saddened by the level of intellect that went into this bill, because I think it would absolutely do the opposite of what she is intending to do, which it's clear what she's intending to do. She's worried about safety. She's worried about privacy. And, you know, I wrote in my article a recent lawsuit in New York City where this guy is taking pictures from his apartment building into another apartment building, and people had their shades open, and the court openly said, well, they had their shades open. They knew people could look inside. They're, you know, essentially giving away their reasonable right to privacy. If they wanted true privacy, they could put a film over their window and no one could ever see in.
Sure.
So I get that. I totally understand that. And she is trying to protect the privacy of everyone in this new bill, and actually using some of the language from the Cosby case, saying that the operation of a civil unmanned aircraft in the immediate reaches of the airspace above the property without permission of the property owner, which means essentially you couldn't fly above any property unless you had the permission of a property owner. But she's also saying that in this bill, there are immediate reaches, which means any area where operation of the aircraft system could interfere with the enjoyment or use of the property.
But that's very vague.
It is very vague, because here's the thing. Someone could say that, you know, let's say I live next door to Rob and Rob's selling his house. And I'm like, there's a drone buzzing around my property and I can't nap right now. But Rob's trying to sell his house. He has a legitimate use for the drone. You know, this is the most vague thing ever. And no offense, Feinstein, but show me one cop that's going to enforce this crap.
Well, and that's a really good point, because you mentioned a little bit earlier that this could do the exact opposite of what the FAA is hoping to accomplish and is trying to accomplish.
It's not the FAA trying to accomplish anything. Let's just clarify that. I think it's Feinstein trying to accomplish
things. No. I mean, their intents prior to this bill, as far as creating safe skies, licensing, those kinds of things. The work that the FAA is doing for the UAS community. My point is, if you get local governments all the way down to counties, tribal governments, cities, and then states, number one, I guess there's some preemptive priority for those, but talk about a patchwork quilt of rules
it wouldn't
and regs.
Work. Think about how many state and local governments there are that would have to work together.
Absolutely. And that's not going to happen. Number two, let's just say by some crazy chance, It can't, but let's just say that it does happen. Then who's going to codify all this in some summarized manner in a centralized place where a pilot can actually go figure out what they can and can't do at a given address?
I think we just found our new business model there, Rob.
Can you imagine? Therefore, if that person, that pilot, cannot even figure out what the rule is for blank address in Poughkeepsie, New York, how can they enforce it?
Well, yeah, it's just not going to happen.
And then even if they decide they want to enforce it, who's going to enforce it? Because as we've talked many times before, generally speaking, the policemen that we've talked to, they're just not interested in enforcing this stuff. No. They don't have time to enforce
this
stuff.
They have so much other stuff going on. Besides, what police officer wants to deal with some crazed person who's upset that a drone was flying around? And, you know, I saw another article, again, by Vic, who is like, people get bored of flying around their neighborhood. It happens. You're only going to have someone flying in your neighborhood for so long. Like, it's just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you're right. You're right, Rob. This patchwork would do no more than confuse people.
Absolutely. At best.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. But guys, there's a couple things to take away from this. Number one, this bill is horrible for all intensive purposes. Number two, please reach out to your senator or congressman and reach out to them as soon as possible and make sure that they understand why this doesn't work. It's going to cause more confusion. And besides, one thing I didn't even mention that I mentioned in my article, Rob, is the fact that most times when I go out and work with state and local governments, I have to educate them on drone law. And then they're like, what about privacy law? Then I have to educate them on that. And then they're like, well, what about this? And then I have to educate them on that. 9 times out of 10, these state and local governments don't even know what they're governing.
Right.
They have no conceptual idea.
Right. And they don't have the resources to go wrap their arms around it in any meaningful way.
No, and it's just not realistic at all. And it just goes to show the complete disconnect from Washington to America.
It was interesting because in an article that I read, the National Association of Governors applauded this bill.
Well, it's run by Susana Martinez. Does that shock you?
Well, regardless, I just wouldn't. I don't understand why it's hard to understand just the complexity alone of trying to make this a useful thing. It doesn't work. Let's just say, for argument's sake, I don't know if you want to get into this negatively, what would happen if it were to pass?
I don't think any drone pilot would listen to anything government ever again, to be honest with you.
So are you saying...
And I say that because look at what we have gone through already. We finally have this clear path to getting licensed, to getting waivers.
Yeah. And we have organizations like ourselves that are out there educating the drone community and really trying to get people to fly safe, to follow the rules, to get their licenses.
This is how this
there
is
are
like,
people doing this.
This is what I see, right? Albuquerque and let's just take Albuquerque and Santa Fe were just built, and the FAA is like DOT, which technically they are. And they built a road from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, right? To increase commerce and increase trade and allow for more jobs and allow for more data and new ways for problems to be solved. And then, you know, a hillbilly senator comes out and throws a mudslide across the road, blocking the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
For the perception of safety.
Right.
That's what I see this as. It's a joke. You got to call your senator. You got to call your congressman and do it today, please. Don't waste any time. But I really do think, Rob, when this road was built, which was August 2016, we'll call the metaphorical road, if this roadblock were to come in place, so many people are already used to taking detours of mm-hmm. this road that I think the permanent road would be a detour.
Absolutely.
If you dig what I'm saying, homie.
I'm buying what you're selling. By the way, guys, we're going to put in the show notes a link to a guide that was put out by somebody. It's really good. About contacting your representatives the smart way. We know that a lot of you already know how to do that because you've been doing that because you're concerned for the industry. But many of you maybe have not done this before, or even if you have, maybe there's a smarter way to do it, a more effective way. So check that out because I think it could help you.
Definitely, definitely, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for everything. We're really excited. I got a lot coming out for the fly-in soon, so make sure to check it out. And for those of you who haven't joined the website yet, 20 new classes. What are you waiting for? The price hasn't changed. It may. Who knows? We're going to leave you with that today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. For they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.